Okay, Reg, what do you say we make a little podcast magic? What do you say, huh? You ready to go? Good. Thumbs up. So am I. Let me give you the three S's. Star, smile, strong. And let me give you the countdown. Hit that trigger finger, put it in the book. Episode 516, 516. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Hey, it's Elton Jim Toronto, and this is Captain Podtastic. Every Monday, a new episode is posted at WGNRadio.com or wherever you go to find your favorite podcast. We are there. And of course, it's always good to listen to the podcast every week, but it's just as important to get out there and tell your friends, tell your family, tell anyone who listens to a podcast that your favorite podcast is Elton Jim's Captain Podtastic, and it should be theirs too. Your loyalty and devotion are much appreciated. And of course, if you've enjoyed what you've been listening to for the past almost 10 years, or maybe the last 10 minutes, whatever it may be, don't forget, you can always go back to WGNRadio.com, go to the podcast section, hit the prompt for this podcast, and there you will find some podcasts from the past, most recently, as well as dating back 2, 3, maybe even 4 years. They go back. We've been doing this almost 10. We are getting oh so close to our 10th anniversary, which will be at the end of May. Will be 10 years this podcast has existed in existence and on WGNRadio.com. But for the time being, we're still making our way toward there. But if you always want to find out where we might be going in the future, it's always good to see where we've been. So check those older podcasts out. Just scroll down and load more. Right now, we're going to be talking a little more as we are now doing episode number 516. So, I can almost hear the dread out there. When I say so and give a pause and a little laugh, oh my goodness, I can only imagine what you're saying. Now what's he going to talk about? Well, let me tell you what I'm going to talk about. I've got about an hour or so hang with me. So in the world of snacks, right? Snacks. You go to the grocery store and that snack aisle is probably one of the biggest aisles for one category of food item. Oh, you go to the cereal aisle, but then there's always the granola bars and the trail mixes and the health bars, the protein bars. You know, they kind of mix that up. You know, you go to the crackers section and, you know, there's cookies there, and, you know, you go maybe even, you know, to the coffee section. Yeah, but there's tea there. And you go to the baking section. Oh yeah, there's flour and stuff, but then there's the chips, the chocolate chips and the different, you know, baking sodas and stuff. But when you go, even when you go to the pop aisle, oh, sure. I mean, there's no question. The pop aisle is pretty stacked and pretty big. But then you happen to see on the other side some water, maybe some water enhancers, a little, Gatorade thrown in there somewhere. No question. The pop aisle is probably one of the biggest as well. Interestingly enough, right? Pop and snacks. What does that tell you about the way we eat? The two biggest dedicated aisles, they're right next to one each other, right next to each other, usually in the store, and they're probably the biggest and most stacked with one specific category of product. All the other ones, there's the blank aisle, but it's not all one thing. You know, you go to the cereal aisle, there's oatmeal there too. You go into the freezer section. Yeah, there's a lot of yogurt there. But then, you know, you get to the other side and there's a little cottage cheese, or there's, some eggs over there. And, you know, you go to the milk aisle and, yeah, like I said, then there's some cottage cheese and there's some, you know, other kinds of things. It's mixed. But when you go to that snack aisle, brother, brother, is that stacked with snacks? Every snack you could think of. Chip, pretzel, what else? You know, tortilla chips, pretzels, popcorn, you know, variations on all of those, some different kind of chips. You know, I still don't know what a Pringle is, but it's there, right? You know, so variations, there's some kind of popcorn that's popcorn-ish. You know what I'm talking about? That kind of real soft stuff that you put it on your lips and it almost melts in your mouth. It's not like a real piece of popcorn. There's the legitimate original kind of snack. You got your corn chips, your potato chips, your low salt chips, your low fat chips. Like I said, I don't know what a Pringle is, but there's many varieties. Don't get me wrong, many varieties of snacks. But that snack aisle, both sides, from top to bottom, filled with snacks. We are a snack culture. Anywhere you go, but certainly in the United States, we are snacks. We love snacks. I don't know. It looks like I'm enjoying saying the word snacks, doesn't it? But we are a snack culture. There's no question about it. And I certainly am a fan of snacks. If you want a drinking game for today's podcast, just go back to when I'm finished. I'm finished. You know, I'm saying that as I'm doing this, but you listen to the whole thing or rewind and start over and then take a shot of your favorite tequila or whiskey or whatever. Every time I said the word snack so far, I think you will be drunk in a within the first, 4 minutes of the podcast? And I got many more. I'm going to say snacks much more, so strap in. But just a thought, that could be a drinking game. I'm saying that word so many times. But I'm enjoying saying the word snacks for some reason. Anyway, I am a snack guy, but not a big snack guy. I have to say, growing up, in my house, it was just my mother and my father and me. And I hate when people get that wrong. To get the me or the I, you just take out the other one and whichever one fits. So I said my father, my mother, and me. Me is correct. It might sound wrong, but it isn't. If you took the mom and father out of the sentence, it's just me, not I. I wouldn't say, you know, it was just I that was there. No, it was just me that was there. Anyway, that's a grammar lesson for another podcast. But, so it's just the three of us. And my parents weren't big snack people. You know, we think that we are so different than our parents. And there's things that we admire about our parents. And there's things that we say, oh my gosh, I'm never going to do that when I get older. Well, stick around long enough and you'll see that you have become or will become your parents. Trust me. But we get so much from our parents. We might try to deny it, but it is ingrained in us. For the first several years of our life, they are in many cases, they are really the only consistent behavioral model or behavioral beings around us 24 hours a day. We can't help but observe their behavior. Our brains observe it. We have a connection to these people. We love these people. Our brains or our psychology says that these people are here to help us. And so whatever we see them do, that must be good. Since we like them, then whatever they do is good, so we must mimic what they do. And so while they certainly teach us some good things about how to talk and how to walk and things like that, you know, some of their personality idiosyncrasies and good points and bad points, they seep into us whether we know it or not. And sometimes they take years to pop up, but believe me, they do. As I said before, you stick around long enough, you will see it. And you know what? Just embrace it. And depending, unless it's, you know, like really bad. I mean, if it's a mass murderer situation, you don't want to embrace that. But But for the most part, hopefully most of our parents are not in that category. But you can't help but have the attributes, many attributes of your parents. Whether you admire those attributes or not, they sink in through osmosis. They are the main influences of our life for the first couple of years, when our brains and our bodies and our minds and our entire personalities are being formed, and we are like sponges taking it in. We are taking in what we observe most on a regular, consistent basis, and it is our parents. And so my mom and dad weren't big snackers, per se. We didn't have like a regular bag of potato chips or Doritos or something like that in the house. You know, I would assume that perhaps if you have a big family, then the snack thing is probably much more of a staple in your house, because you've got a lot of people and people want to snack on something. But when it's just three people, like we were, you know, my mom and dad weren't big snackers to begin with. They didn't buy those snacks. So I didn't grow up always seeing snacks, you know, in the cupboard or in the pantry or wherever you want to do it. You know, I mean, they just weren't always there. Sometimes they were. A lot of times when we were having, you know, people over, they would buy snacks. It wasn't like they were anti-snacks. They were being good hosts, and so they would buy a variety of snacks for people to snack on. Right there, you could have taken two shots within about 25 seconds. I'll give you a snacks update. I'm sure somebody who's got nothing to do or might just want to be interesting is going to go back and listen to this and count all the times I said snacks. And if you do, I'd appreciate to let me know. I'd like to know how many times I said it. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to count it. But if you have some time on your hands and you feel like doing that, go back to the beginning of this podcast and count how many times I said snacks. And I ain't done yet. So I didn't grow up surrounded by snacks, if you will. I certainly have my favorites. But I, you know, to be honest with you, I grew up, I remember when we didn't really have snacks like Fritos or potato chips or Doritos or pretzels. We didn't really have those around the house. It was something that my mom and dad did not eat, I guess, on their own. They didn't grow up eating them or whatever, and so they didn't buy them. And so I grew up not really being exposed to them on a daily basis. Now, certainly when my world got larger and I started to, you know, get friends and go to people's houses, I would notice that they had snacks. Oh, do you want some snacks? Here's some snacks. Boom, they pulled them right out. You know, I remember really, I think the first time I can, as I talk about this right now, I remember the first time that it may have really dawned on me, where I was actually aware of this as something, was in grammar school, probably around first grade, when we would bring our lunch to school. And I would see, I mean, now this was a different time. I don't even know if people bring lunches to school anytime, but I would see in people's lunch boxes, and yes, I had a lunch box. I had several lunch boxes. My favorite one is the one that I don't still have, which drives me crazy. I loved H&R Puffin Stuff when I was growing up, and I had an H&R Puffin Stuff, you know, one of those metal tin lunch boxes. And it was my favorite, and I carried it with me all the time. I loved H.R. Puff and Stuff. In fact, when I was in first grade, this one kid in second grade saw me always carrying my H&R Puff and Stuff lunchbox and started calling me Puff and Stuff. I love that thing. I still have a couple. I have that my mom still kept. I don't know why I didn't keep my favorite one. I have a Superman one, and I have a Dr. Doolittle one with Rex Harrison. Still have those, but my H&R Puffin Stuff lunchbox, I don't know what happened to it. Oh, now granted, I have seen it online, on eBay, and I've been tempted. It's kind of rare, but it's a little too expensive. It's more than I've seen it for more than $100, and What am I going to do with it at this point? I would love to see one, but the idea of spending over $100 at this point in my life for an H&R Puffin Stuff lunchbox would be, it would give me probably a moment of a thrill, and then I don't know. But but I know if I saw one, I would be tempted. If I saw one in person, you know, it's one thing to see something on eBay and you go, okay, but I know if I would have, if I would see an H&R Puffin Stuff lunchbox from the, you know, from the early 70s in fairly good mint condition, it would be tempting. I can't lie to you. As much as I'm trying to declutter my life at this point, oh, that would bring back so many memories. I loved H&R Puffin Stuff. I have a figurine of Puffin Stuff, but oh, my lunchbox. I remember that. But my point is, I remember seeing snacks in kids' lunches, whether in their lunchbox or in the brown bag. I don't even know if people even bring a brown bag lunch anymore. But when I was a little kid going to school, that was par for the course. And the lunchbox kind of faded out. It was kind of on its last legs. I remember being in first or second grade and having a lunchbox, but then it wasn't cool anymore. It was cooler to have, at least for the boys. And then that they just seemed to fade out for some reason. They were still around, but it wasn't as cool as you got older. It was cooler if you were a little kid. But, I mean, you weren't going to be in seventh grade with a lunchbox anymore. Unless you wanted to be one of these quirky people and you wanted to be noticed. But if you wanted to be cool, you pretty much stopped doing the lunchbox by second grade, I think. First grade, you know, you were still in that little, you know, you weren't really with the outside world yet. And you weren't used to getting looked at weirdly by a big group of people, so you just did what you did. So hey, my mom probably said, hey, you like H&R Puffin Stuff, you're gonna go to school, you need a lunchbox, let's get you this one. Cool, mommy, I love H&R Puffin Stuff. And I go to school and I'm all happy with my H&R Puffin Stuff, and then some kid sees me who's older than me and says, hey, look at you with your H&R Puffin Stuff lunchbox. Hey, Puffin Stuff. And pretty soon after that, I noticed that I stopped bringing it as much. And I know by second grade, I became the guy that made fun of people. No, I'm just joking. but I probably stopped using the lunchbox. Peer pressure. Hey, I don't know. But I'm pretty sure by second grade I stopped. But my point is, I was seeing snacks, Fritos, potato chips, pretzels, popcorn. And I remember wondering, like, well, what? Wow, everybody has these things except me. You know, once again, when you're a little kid, you know, you're going to school at the, you know, especially and you're out on your own now in that school, you know, there's the peer pressure is intense at that point. You're just beginning to, you know, make an identity for yourself. And sometimes people give you that identity, whether you know it or not, whether it's a nickname or something else. Thankfully, the Puffin Stuff nickname didn't stick. but I remember looking at everybody's lunch and seeing everybody had these snacks. And when I was growing up, people had big families. I mean, once again, to be an only child was very rare in my era. Very rare. Most people had four kids, three kids. The least amount was two, but there was six and sevens. We had, there was one family in our parish where I went to grammar school. I think they had 17 or 18. So to be an only child at that time was a very rare thing. And so once again, you know, I wasn't exposed to a lot of these things that people my age were exposed to through their older siblings, whether it was what to wear, what to eat, what to listen to, what, you know, sports. I had to kind of discover this stuff on my own because my parents wouldn't know what's cool, right? They're parents. Parents don't know what's cool. So I had to sort of discover what was cool by observing my classmates and my friends, because I wasn't getting that information in the house necessarily from younger people, 1 or 2 years older than me. I was getting that from people, you know, and my parents were older when they had me, in their 30s, late 30s. You know, so, you know, this was three generations away. So what was happening, what was cool for kids my age, my parents were way past that, especially at that time. You know, parents weren't as in tune to the pop culture as they are today. So I had to discover this stuff on my own. I remember discovering the snacks and how everybody had them. And I can honestly know that the first time I ever had a Frito, and I loved Fritos, but the first time I had a Frito, I know it was not in my house. I know it was outside of my house, and it was most likely at school. Now, I'm sure I went to some parties as a little kid, and maybe there were those snacks, but you know, then you'd see those snacks, but you wouldn't see them in the bag. You know, if you went to a party, they were usually in a bowl. They weren't in the bag. I can close my eyes right now and like see myself sitting in a classroom with kids with their little lunches and those little, remember, you said, well, they still have those little small variety packs and the smaller box, the bag of Fritos or Cheetos and things. I mean, I just didn't have those. And even if I saw them, I never really saw them in the bag, I don't think, until I went to school. And so then I probably came home and said, well, why don't we have Fritos? And why don't we have Cheetos? And why don't we have potato chips? And why don't we have pretzels and things like that? And then, of course, the Dorito came out, and I love Doritos. Doritos are probably my favorite. Although, are they? Because that's what I'm going to get to today here. Even though I've been talking a lot about snacks, I haven't gotten to my real point yet, but I'll get there. Just hang in there. Just keep counting the word snacks and hang in there. Got to give you a little background on my snack history before I get into my snack present time. So even though I grew up having snacks, buying, then, you know, going to the 7-Eleven when you're hanging out with your friends and you buy, I'd always buy Fritos or Doritos. So certainly I became a snack eater like everyone else my age at that time. And there weren't as many varieties of snacks at that time. And they weren't health conscious like they are now. They weren't gluten free. There was as much gluten and salt and sugar or whatever there was to make them taste good. That was the key of a snack when I was growing up, was whatever it takes to make them taste good. And that was it. Get those kids addicted on those Fritos. Whatever was in there, there was some kind of, remember your hands used to get so greasy when you eat Fritos? Notice how I talk about eating Fritos in the past tense. I still, to this day, am not a big snack guy. We don't have snack. My wife is a semi-snacker, but not big on that. She likes potato chips. I'm not a big potato chip guy, but we don't have potato chips in the house all the time. It's not like it's a constant thing. I go to some people's houses, and man, they've got an entire cabinet filled with seven different kinds of snacks. Many of my friends. We don't have that at all. Or at least we didn't. Hint, hint. Stay with me. So even growing up, while I grew up, high school, college, certainly bought snacks, but was never obsessed with snacks. Didn't always need to have them around the house. Didn't, even when we've been married now for 35 years, I would say that we do not have a lot of snacks around the house. Just don't. I don't know why. I don't have a big taste for them. And I have to be honest, my goodness, do you see how much a bag of potato chips or a bag of Doritos costs today? I mean, let's be honest now. Come on. Those bags are filled with air. Those bags are not full. And my gosh, they're bragging that they're on sale for $5 now. $5.29. Oh, get them on sale. Some pretzels are $6.99 or something. It's crazy. That's why there is. It's the biggest aisle in the dedicated aisle. Two sides and at least four or five shelves high, just filled with snacks, all varieties, all types and kinds, but all snacks on both sides, man. There's money in dem dare snacks. But we're not big snackers when it comes to that. I mean, we snack on things, but not really those salty, crispy snacks. Now, don't get me wrong. I really like them. When I'm out somewhere and there's some snacks, I'll have a Frito. Oh, I'll have some Doritos. Oh, yeah. But it wasn't a staple, is my point. And of all the snacks, I would have to say, what would be? I like Doritos. I mean, of course, I'm a nacho cheese. Now there's all these super nuclear hot Cheetos and nuclear hot Doritos and 15 different, you know, surprise, surprise. I'm a traditionalist. I like the nacho cheese and not the super atomic nacho cheese. I just like the regular nacho cheese Dorito. Although, every so often you will see Doritos put out the original, and I don't know if that's a common thing, because once again, I don't know. I'm not in the snack aisle all that much in the grocery store. I know at times I've seen Doritos have a retro thing where they have in the retro packaging, the first Dorito packaging that they had, the original taco flavor. And those are good. But you got to like the nacho cheese. I grew up loving Fritos. As I said, I really think that I discovered Fritos at school. I know that I would not have discovered them anywhere else except at school. And I remember seeing the smaller bag in people's lunches and tasting a Frito and going, oh my God, I've just gone to heaven. I'm 6 years old, I'm in first grade, and the nuns in my class keep talking about heaven, but I believe heaven is right here because I'm eating this Frito. And then I got imaginative with my Fritos, and I would put Fritos and Doritos on my sandwiches. Have you ever done that? A cheese sandwich on a nice bun that can handle it. You put Fritos on a cheese sandwich or nacho cheese Doritos on a cheese sandwich, and you scrunch that, the top of that bun or the bread down, and you crunch those Doritos or those Fritos on that cheese sandwich. It doesn't get much better than that, my friends. It might not be a delicacy, but it is delicious. And I remember doing that in grammar school and high school. I'd have a cheese sandwich, I'd make it at home, and I would buy, you know, go to the caf in high school, and boom, grab the Doritos, put them on. Oh, I haven't had a smashed Dorito cheese sandwich in 40 years, probably. Probably even more than that. But gosh, did I love those. So don't get me wrong. I like snacks. But I guess it's not like an obsession with them. I like them when they're there, but I don't go out of my way to get them. And then, as I said, the price of these snacks are ridiculous. The bag is half full when you really open it. And it's like $5 or $6, $7. Come on. But, oh, they know they got us. They know they've got us with those salty seasoned snacks of theirs. But, so I would say I'm a Cheetos guy. I like Cheetos, but I like the harder Cheeto, not the puffy Cheeto. There's two types of Cheetos. I like the crunchy Cheeto, not the puffy one. I will eat the puffy one if it's there, but I would prefer the chunky Cheeto. You know the one I'm talking about, that's it's a little crunchier than the one that's kind of like puffed air. I like a Frito. You can't go wrong. Fritos are, I mean, come on. It's classic. And I do like the chili Frito. That one I like, but you still can't beat the original Frito. I do like the nacho cheese Dorito, but I also like the original taco flavor. I like the original, once again, here I'm more original, Mr. Traditionalist. I like the original chunky Cheeto, not the puffy one. I like the popcorners. Have you tasted the popcorners? I never had those before until about 4 or 5 years ago when I started to do a play at this one theater, and they would have the popcorners out there as snacks for us. And I never tasted them before, and I became a fan of the popcorner. But now the popcorner is very expensive. So enough with the popcorners. I like popcorn. I'll eat popcorn out of the pre-popcorn, but I do like the popcorn at the theater, but I don't always get it. Once again, I'm not a big snacky guy like that for whatever reason, but I certainly have my favorites. I love the Dorito. I love the Frito. I'm not a big potato chip guy. I'll eat them if they're there and I have a taste for them, but I won't go out of my way. If my wife has a taste for some potato chips, she'll buy a bag every so often, but I don't really touch them. She used to buy these Stacy's chips, and she liked those, and they were okay. I would eat them out of, is there anything around, real quick, but I wouldn't go nuts on them. I'm not a big snack guy like that. I don't know. Although I say that, but then, you know, you give me, if I had a bag of Doritos in this house, I'd eat that bag, believe me. Oh, boy. And Fritos, yeah. I say that. Probably one reason why I don't buy them is because I know I will devour them. And they're not good for you. And so, you know, I have some kind of, some kind of inner discipline to say, no, you shouldn't really be eating those salty, high fat things. But man, you can't beat I don't know what kind of grease they put in those Fritos, but there's nothing like some greasy fingers after you eat Fritos, right? It's a certain kind of special grease. And obviously, you know, you can't go, everybody knows if you've eaten a Cheeto, I mean, you might as well put the black ink on your fingers for fingerprints. You know, certainly if you're going to commit a crime, do not eat Cheetos before you go. Just a little tip. You can always tell if somebody's eating Cheetos. But you got to like the nacho cheese Dorito. Those are the classics, I think. Those are the ones that come to the top of my mind. There might be some other ones, but I'll tell you one thing that I've never been a fan of from day one. I don't know where I discovered those, but I have never been a fan of, and I know this is practically un-American, but I've never been a fan of the pretzel. Oh, I must say, I do like the Garrett's popcorn, like the cheese popcorn. I love cheese. If you asked me, back to my theater, this one theater, we always play this one game, what's your favorite food? And you have to remember everybody's favorite food in order to get to know them, blah, blah, blah. Mine is always cheese, but it's melted cheese. Not just cheese, melted cheese. So, yeah, I'm liking the nacho cheese Dorito, and I'm liking the cheese popcorn, preferably Garrett's. I'm not big on the Garrett's caramel corn, though. I was never a big fan of Cracker Jack, for instance. I liked the toy, but I didn't like the Cracker Jack. I remember my mom buying some Cracker Jacks one time, and I was like, eh. I liked to find the toy, but I wasn't really big on the Cracker Jacks. And even on Garrett's, if somebody buys a Garrett's thing, I hopefully they buy something that has like the combination. I prefer the cheese popcorn to the caramel. I know that's sacrilegious, but I was never big Cracker Jack. I never, when I went to a baseball game, never got Cracker Jacks. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. Now, I like peanuts, but I'm not a big peanut guy. We don't have peanuts here all the time. I love cashews. But once again, very expensive, and I could eat a, I mean, once again, I could, oof, you put a can of cashews next to me, and man, I can go to town on those. So once again, I don't buy them. Get them out of my sight, because they're not good. I talk about we never do anything in moderation, but when it comes to like, you know, but once again, we didn't have peanuts in the house all the time. Like when I go to a baseball game, I don't necessarily buy a bag of peanuts. Some people have to go to a baseball game with a, you know, they buy the bag of peanuts outside because they're so expensive inside. I'll have some peanuts. I'm not anti-peanut. One of my favorite characters is Mr. Peanut. In fact, I still have him. Once again, thank you, my mom. God, I love you so much for saving all this stuff from when I grew up. And she used to buy me all this crazy stuff. I've always liked, you know, like characters, you know, like I said, H.R. Puff and stuff. The Snoopy stuff. I was, you know, had Snoopy stuff and all that stuff. You know, I've got all these dolls from when I was a little kid, you know, Batman dolls, Dr. Doolittle dolls and Wizard of Oz, all this stuff. But for some reason, I remember doing this. You can go online. If you go on eBay, you can find this thing. Because I wanted to see how much it would be worth. I still have it. It was a peanut butter maker. I mean, I'm not even big. I don't even like peanut. I mean, I like peanut butter. But once again, my mom and dad weren't big peanut butter eaters. So I never really had peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I had more like deli meat sandwiches and cheese. I had peanut butter and jelly sandwiches when I would go to friends' houses. That's what they would eat. And I'd eat them, but I wasn't crazy about them. I don't make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches at home. We have peanut butter in the house. My wife likes it. I'll take a scoop of peanut butter, but I'm not like a, you know, like a massive peanut butter guy, really. At least I never was. I'm eating a little more than I used to, I think, just because it's there. And I just have a scoop every so often. But if it was up to me, I wouldn't have any. My wife likes it, and so we brought it into the house. But I would never have bought peanut butter. We never had peanut butter in our house. We really didn't. But for some reason, my mom bought me, or somebody did, a Mr. Peanut peanut butter maker. You know who Mr. Peanut is, right? The guy with the monocle and the top hat who sells the Planters peanuts. He's still around. Well, they had this thing. Had to be in the 70s, 60s or 70s, I don't know. And you put peanuts, real peanuts. You had to buy the Planters peanuts, right? You bought the peanuts and you stuck them in the top of the Mr. Peanut's top hat. And there was a crank on there. I mean, think about this. This is kind of disgusting. I don't know if this would even be like legal today. But you put the peanuts in this little hole that was at the top of Mr. Peanut's top hat, his black top hat. You poured the peanuts in, you put the top on it, and then you held the top of the top hat, and there was a crank right there where the peanuts were filled into the top hat. There was a crank on the top hat. And you cranked the top hat, and it crushed the peanuts. And I don't know if you had to put something else in there or not, but I remember that as you crunch the peanuts, this goo, which is the only word I could use to describe it, this goo would come out of this small then little hole after on the bottom of the crank, and it was kind of like peanut butter. I can't believe it tasted good. But I know I probably wanted him because it was Mr. Peanut. He looked so cool. And so I still have it. I have it on our little liquor tray that we have, you know, even though it's more for show than anything else. But there's Mr. Peanut, along with a little Planters peanut bowl with Mr. Peanut on the bottom of it, which I'm sure my parents used when they entertained. Because we didn't have peanuts in the house. We certainly wouldn't have put them in a Mr. Peanut tin bowl with Mr. Peanut on the bottom of the bowl. But I have that too. Oh, my mom, she saved everything. And it's on our little liquor tray thing. But yeah. But so peanuts, no, not a big peanut guy, not a big potato chip guy. The one snack that I can honestly say that I have never liked from day one, and I know this sounds un-American, the pretzel. Not a fan of the pretzel. Not even a real fan, if you asked me, not even a real fan of the big, thick, kind of doughy German pretzel with all the salt on it. If I do get one of those, I have to have cheese on it. Surprise, surprise, right? Because I love melted cheese. Now, I don't mind those Aunt Annie ones that are in the airports. I mean, those are scary. Those things smell too good. And I don't even know if those are pretzels. Those taste like cake to me. I don't know what those are, but they're really good. If they're a pretzel, I don't know. They might just barely reach the definition of pretzel because those things are cinnamony and delicious. They're almost like a Cinnabon, okay? So then I can't say I hate pretzels because I will have an Aunt Annie, whatever that is. But I don't consider that a pretzel. That's some other thing. That's like a cake. But your regular pretzel, your good old American Mr. Salty pretzel. I remember Mr. Salty. I don't even know if they still make Mr. Salty because I don't buy pretzels. At least I didn't. Never had pretzels in the house. Once again, when I would go to a party, still today, if I see pretzels at a bar or at a place, I will not eat them. I would rather not have anything. I won't snack on it. If there's no Doritos or no Cheetos or no pretzel, I mean, no Fritos or something like that, then I won't, then I'm done. I'm not going to, you know, snack then. Do not like pretzels. My long-standing joke, I think, from when I was in grammar school. I mean, everybody had pretzel sticks. That, once again, that was one of the snacks that was in the lunch. There was Fritos. There were potato chips. And there were pretzels. Those, when I was growing up as a little kid in grammar school, as I said, then the snack world began to grow. We had more things. There were, you know, different types. The Dorito came in. Then the Pringles came in. Once again, I don't know what a Pringle is, but everybody had them because they were new. But the main snacks when I was a little kid in people's lunch were Fritos, pretzels, or potato chips. Those were the ones. And most of the time, because as I said, most of my friends and most of my classmates all came from bigger families. So a lot of times they didn't even get a full bag. You know that their mom probably, you know, dad with their family, they probably had giant bags because they had big, a lot of kids, 3 or 4, 5, 6 kids. They probably had a bunch of bags. And so when mom made the lunch, and yes, this is not being, you know, any kind of misogyny, this is just the way it was back then. Mom made the lunch. Sorry, that's the way it was 50 years ago. And when mom made lunch, she put a handful of the potato chips in a little baggie. So my friends that were getting those potato chips and those little snacks, they weren't even getting like a real full bag. They were just getting like a handful because I'm sure they had to spread it out over the whole family. I remember seeing the snacks in a baggie, in my friend's bags. I told you, I have a pretty good memory. So, but those were the big three when I was in first and second or third grade. It was either potato chips, pretzels, or Fritos. Those were the big three. Then as time went on, over the years, even within the next 4 or 5 years, I think they realized, well, we've got a whole industry here that's just ready to blossom if we get a little more creative. And the snack world got more creative with different flavors, different types of snacks, different varieties of the same snack, as I said before, different flavors, different kinds, different shapes. You know, remember they had the Frito was curly, then they made a different kind of a flat Frito, then the scoops. Remember the scoops? Once again, I don't even know if those are still out there. But tortilla chips became big. Tostitos, that was the whole thing. But when I was a little kid in grammar school, first 3 or 4 years, I would say the first three, the big three, were Fritos, pretzels, and potato chips. And out of those, I only liked Fritos. So if you were my friend, you probably would bring, you would tell your mom to give you potato chips or pretzels in your lunch, so this way I wouldn't mooch off you. Because I didn't have any of that stuff. Hey, can I have a pretzel? You know, I would never ask for a pretzel. My running joke, dating back to grammar school, was to me, pretzels were salted wood. They looked like wood. When you cracked it, it was white inside. It looked like wood. I'm not a big salt fan to begin with. I don't use salt on my foods. I don't put extra salt. So that little thing to make the pretzel better by adding salt didn't do anything for me. The big puffy pretzel, the bready pretzel, to me is just that. It's too bready. I mean, after a while, how much of that can you eat? You know, but with cheese, of course, it's good. But the regular pretzel, the crisp brown pretzel with the salt on it, was never a fan at all. Don't get pretzels. Hate pretzels. It's salted wood. That was my wife likes pretzels. And every so often she would buy them, but I just think, you know, the fact that I wouldn't eat them, she kind of lost her taste for them in a regular way. I think just as you get older, maybe, at least the both of us, we've got, you know, our sweet tooths, I think, have declined a little. And I think that kind of snacky thing has declined too. But I never really had it, like to actually always be sitting around watching TV with a bag of something. I just never did. Never did, never have, and still don't. Almost. Hint, hint. So, I've never been a fan of the pretzel. Don't care about the pretzel. Don't want to talk about the pretzel. Don't show me a pretzel. Don't offer me a pretzel. Don't talk about pretzels. I don't care if pretzels exist. I have gone my entire life, several decades, without thinking, caring, and especially eating pretzels. Only in the most dire situations when there is absolutely nothing else at a party and or at a bar and I need something. I'm so hungry, I will take a pretzel. But I have never been satisfied or hungered for or been flavorly excited by a pretzel of any kind. Anti-pretzels. Mr. Salty looked pretty cool on the box, I have to say. Remember Mr. Salty? I think he had like a little Navy hat on or something. As I said, I like the characters. I always like the characters. I mean, I remember I would buy my cereals as a little kid because of those commercials, because of the characters. You know, I loved Frosted Flakes probably because I loved Tony the Tiger. I still have a Tony the Tiger stuffed doll in our kitchen. Love Tony the Tiger. Have a Hallmark ornament of Tony the Tiger. Love Tony. Grew up with them. They're great. I loved Quisp and Quake. Why? Because of the characters. Quisp and Quake. I was more of a Quake fan than a Quisp. Quisp won in this big competition they had, but I always was a Quake fan. I wasn't a big Keebler Elf fan, but they're pretty cool. I love the Pillsbury Doughboy. I don't buy Pillsbury stuff, but I love the little Doughboy. I love the mascots. You get me a mascot, I love them. I don't necessarily love the food, but I love the mascots, for some of them at least. What else? Oh, my gosh. I mean, you know, my favorite of the ghost cereals, I liked Count Chocula, but I love blueberry. I love blueberry anything. Blueberry yogurt, blueberry this, blueberry pie, everything. So my favorite was Booberry. I loved Booberry. And he was kind of cool. He was a little ghost. I still would like I wasn't big on Frankenberry. I'm not big on strawberry to be. I like strawberry. My wife loves strawberries. We always have strawberries. She gets to eat all of them. I don't touch them really. Unless, once again, there's like no other fruit in the house and I have a taste for a fruit, I'll eat a strawberry, but it's not my first choice. It's not even my 10th choice. But yeah, I mean, cereals, I basically bought them, Captain Crunch. I mean, Captain Crunch used to completely scar the top of my mouth, but I love the Captain, or the Cap'n, if you will. Cap'n Crunch. It wasn't Captain, if you ever look at the box. It's Cap'n Crunch. There's a little apostrophe with an N. Cap, apostrophe, and it's Cap'n Crunch. Cap'n Crunch. Cap'n Crunch. That Captain. Cap'n Crunch. But yeah, Quisp and Quake I was never a big Lucky Charms guy. I used to like the little Irish leprechaun, but I never used to like those little hard things in the Lucky Charms. I didn't like them. Wasn't a big fan. Never bought those kinds. Loved Fruity Pebbles. Why not? Fred Flintstone on the cover. Fruity and chocolatey Pebbles. Because Fred was on the cover. Yabba dabba doo. I love Fred. I draw Freds. That's my favorite doodle is to draw Fred Flintstone. You've ever seen me? Ask me to draw your Fred Flintstone. I'll do it in 5 seconds. Thanks to a lot of boring teachers in school, I have perfected doodling of Fred Flintstone. But anyway. So pretzels, not a fan. Don't talk to me about pretzels. Don't show me a pretzel. Don't offer me a pretzel. Don't talk about pretzels. Don't even remind me that pretzels exist. Okay. Never, I don't think in my life, I ever went out and bought a bag of pretzels for myself. I can honestly say that. Just not a fan of the pretzel. We'll eat it if it's there, only out of last choice desperation, but never out of voluntarily asking, do you have pretzels? That word, that phrase, do you have any pretzels? I think that's the first time I've ever said it. You just heard it. Write it down. Put the date down that you heard it, because it may be the first time I've ever said in my life, just I've never strung those words together in that exact order. Do you have any pretzels? ? Never asked it, because never wanted it. Flash forward. Several decades. Many decades. Not a fan of the pretzel. Until, I would have to say, 2 months ago. 2 months ago, literally, my whole life, I have avoided the pretzel. It was a pretzel plague. I avoided Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. I have avoided pretzels like the plague. There you go. Talk about spitting my peas there. I avoided pretzels like the plague. Until 2 months ago, I can tell you exactly when and where I suddenly have become a fan of the pretzel. Now, and that's not just any pretzel. I still don't like the original pretzel. I have no place for the original pretzel. I am still anti-pretzel when it comes to the brown pretzel with the salt on it. New. No, it's still salted wood to me. Not a fan of the traditional, original Mr. Salty-like pretzel. But, and I'm not here doing any kind of promotion for any other reason except I'm just telling you my pretzel situation and why I have suddenly become a convert to pretzels. But just this one specific pretzel. When I'm on a plane or any kind of thing and they hand out pretzels, no thank you. I don't take pretzels. I think I've established that now. Fine. So, flash forward. So even if somebody offers me pretzels, like on a plane, don't take them. Nope. No thank you. If you ever see me on a plane and you see me eating a pretzel, take a picture of it, because first of all, you won't be able to. I just don't. Nope. You would like a pretzel? No, I'll have the little biscuit, that Biscoff thing. Those are good. But when they say pretzels, nope. No, thank you. Nope. Never asked, do you have any pretzels? No. So fast forward, I could tell you the date that I became a fan of this specific pretzel. That's how scary this is. 2 months ago, February 20th, I know that I can even tell you the time. I can almost tell you the time. I'm honest with you because I remember this. So 2 months ago, 2026, February 20th, I would say, we landed at 9, I would say probably 10:08 Pacific Standard Time. It was before daylight saving. Central time here at home in Chicago area, it would have been noon, 12:08. But I would say around 10:08 Pacific time in Las Vegas. I told you a few weeks ago I went to see the Sphere. Went to see the Eagles and the Wizard of Oz at the Sphere. Talked about it on a podcast. That's why you go back and listen to the old podcasts. If you haven't heard it, go back and listen to it from about a month or two, about 2 months ago. Can't believe it's already been 2 months. February 20th, went to the Las Vegas to the Sphere to see the Eagles and the Wizard of Oz. Stayed at the Venetian Hotel. Went to the Venetian where the Sphere is located. Went to the front desk, check-in desk. Checked in. And as a little treat, when we checked in, the woman behind the desk said, "Oh, would you like a bottle of water and a little snack bag?" Because our room wasn't ready. And she didn't know when it was going to be because we got there early and I was hoping to check in earlier, but you never know. So we were going to, you know, have to walk around and kill a few hours. We got lucky. We got our room by noon, but we only had to kill 2 hours. And it's pretty easy to kill 2 hours in Vegas walking around. But so they offered you a little snack and a bottle of water as a, you know. Would you like a little a snack bag and some water? Sure, why not? So a bottle of water, and then they give me the snack bag. And I see it's a see-through, it's like a mesh little bag. You know, it's all nice with, you know, the nice little decorations on it. So there was a snack bag in the bag, in another bag, and it was like this nicely decorated bag, you know. But it was see-through, and I could see it. And so she said, "Oh, would you like a snack?" And I saw that they were pretzels. So I said, "No, thank you." Right? I hate pretzels. I don't want it. But my wife said, "Oh," I told you, she likes them. "Oh, you know, I'll take one." So I said, "Okay, well, give us two because my wife might want the other bag of pretzels later on. We're here for a couple of days. Something to snack on." No, I have never snacked on pretzels in the mini bar in a hotel. No. Anti-pretzel. So I took two of these little snack bags, and my wife said, "Okay, I'll put them in my bag, and well, you know, when we maybe I'll have some now walking around, or you know, when we get to the room, we can always have them there as a snack." But I'm like, "Well, not me. I'm anti-pretzel. I hate pretzels. It's salted wood. So, you know, you want the pretzels, take them. If not, throw them out. I don't care. But I'm not eating them." It wasn't a big deal. I was just like, "No." She said, "Oh," I said, "Okay, well, we'll have a couple of bags." But in my mind, those pretzels were out of my mind in 2 seconds. Never gave a second thought to those pretzels. Took them because my wife said, "Oh, yeah, well, just take them. Why not?" Okay, fine. And then completely out of my mind, I had no interest in them. I had no taste for them. I didn't wonder, where did you pack them? Where did you put them? Where are those pretzels? Maybe I'll have one. No, there was the pretzel was never even in my plans in Las Vegas. I did not have a pretzel plan for Las Vegas. So we walk around. They text us, "Your room is ready." We get to the room about 12:15 or so. My wife's unpacking, and she takes those little pretzels that they gave us with the water and puts them on, you know, one of the dressers there. And I don't even pay attention to the pretzels. They're sitting there. Who cares? They might as well be invisible to me. Nothing. So over the 2 days, I don't know when she started to have the pretzel, but it was a specific brand. It was called Dots, D-O-T apostrophe S, Dots. I never heard of it because I don't pay it. I don't know if Dots has been around for 20 years or 20 minutes. I don't know from pretzels. I don't know from any. I remember Mr. Salty. That's as far back as I go with pretzels. That's the length of my knowledge, and that's from many decades ago because that's the last time I remember seeing a box of pretzels that I even paid attention to. Probably because they were at a friend's house. But I don't know any advances in the pretzel world. If there's one of those snack, you know how people make these different snacks where they put like wheat thins or like Chex and different things all in a bowl and they season it and they mix it up. There's always pretzels in there too. If I ever get that, I take out the pretzels. I don't eat the pretzels. Just if I impressed on you how much I don't like pretzels, because that's my goal here. Because it really adds to this story. I'm just so not interested in anything to do with the pretzel. So they were sitting on the dresser there in the room, and I didn't even pay attention to them. Not interested one bit in these Dots pretzels. Never even heard of them. Didn't even know what they were. I thought, I don't know, what's Dots? Whatever. If I see a commercial, I don't eat. My wife said, well, didn't you see the commercial for Dots on TV? No. Don't pay attention. Not interested. Mind off in another place if there's a pretzel commercial. Not even interested in it. Had no previous knowledge of Dots pretzels at all. Don't know what the biggest pretzel. I don't even know if they still make Mr. Salty. I don't know what they make. I don't know. Not interested in pretzels. Pretzels not a part of my life. But suddenly, they were a part of my life because we get these small little bags too, just a small little snack bag. So my wife had them in the room. So over the course of the 2 days that we were there, she, you know, in between, you know, we came back to the room after walking around, we were doing whatever, she started to have some pretzels. And she's like, wow, you would really like these pretzels. And I was like, you know me, Mr. Curmudgeon. I'm like, no, I wouldn't. It's salted wood. No, but these, she goes, these are really good. There's a different seasoning on these. These are not just salted. And once again, at this point in my life, you are not going to convert me to becoming a fan of the pretzel. I mean, I've got a reputation to keep up with here. I have been an adamant anti-pretzel person practically my whole life. And in my mind, for good reason, it's salted wood. So I have no interest in pretzels. And at this point in my life, I am trying to get rid of things in my world, not add stuff. So don't think you're going to add pretzels into my world. They haven't been in my world for practically my entire life, pretty much my entire life, not even practically. As I said before, just by desperation, I'll have a pretzel, but never by choice. She's like, no, you should really taste this. No, stop with the pretzels. I don't like pretzels. You are always trying to, every so often, you try to get me to eat a pretzel. I don't eat a pretzel. Oh, you didn't get the pretzels on the airplane? I look at her. No, I don't like pretzels. Why would you think I want the pretzels? I will get the pretzels and give them to her. Do you want them? Take them. I don't eat the pretzels. But she says, you should really taste these pretzels. These are really good. What kind of pretzels are they? I don't know. They're Dots. Never heard of them. It's salted wood. I don't know what Dot did to those pretzels, but I can't believe Dot did anything to a pretzel to make it even the least bit appetizing to me. I know I'm talking to some people who are like, Jim, how could you not like pretzels? I understand that. But then, guess what? We were walking around, or we were in between walking around. I come back one of the days, and there's the bag of pretzels, and it was open. And I said, well, let me just taste this thing. You know, I didn't want to taste it while she was there because I wouldn't want to give her the satisfaction of knowing that I actually tasted this pretzel that she recommended. Oh yeah, I'm really a charm to live with, folks. You know, so she's like in the bathroom or she's somewhere else. She can't see me, so I see this little bag of pretzels and I'm a little hungry. So I let me taste what's so fantastic, because now I know I'm going to hate this pretzel. I'm going to say, oh, you know, by the way, I tried your pretzel and it's salted wood. And boom, and scene, right? So I've already got my jokes ready and my little comments and my little snide remarks ready to go, because I'm not going to like this pretzel, because I hate all pretzels of all types and kinds. So I take this pretzel out of the Dots bag and I eat it. Oh my God. What the heck was that? This was Dots original flavor seasoning, whatever they call it. I don't know. But I tasted this thing and I don't know what the tastes are in this original formula. I don't know. But I got to tell you, it wasn't salted wood. I don't know what was in it. I don't know what Dot puts in her pretzels. But in the words of Harry Carey, holy cow, what kind of pretzel is that? Oh, boy. My gosh. I'm like, wow. So I had to not only eat crow on this one, I wanted to eat pretzels. And I had to come up to my wife with my tail between my legs and go, I got to tell you, I just had a Dots pretzel. This is amazing. And she said, I told you. And I'm like, all we have are these two bags? She's like, no, there's only one bag left. I'm like, oh, there's only one bag left of Dots. Now I was Dot obsessed. I was like, oh my gosh, these are delicious. I can't ever have another pretzel again in my life except if it's a Dots. So now I'm like Dots obsessed. So we go to the store when we come home because I'm like, okay, now I'm a new fan of Dots. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to really buy them, but I know that I was like very impressed with Dots pretzels, the original, whatever the original flavor. I don't even know if it has a name. Well, I go to the snack aisle, which I didn't even know where it was in the grocery store because I rarely go to the snack aisle. I had to ask somebody, where's your snack aisle? Like to the store I've been going to for years. Where's your snack aisle? Never been to the snack aisle. Not interested. Go in the snack aisle. I don't even know if they have Dots. I'm like, I mean, is this like some gourmet pretzel that just the Venetian has? I had no idea what Dots is. Is it a popular? Is it not? Is it gourmet? Is it mainstream? I don't know. I just know I had about four Dots pretzels and I was hooked. So when we came home, on Sunday, we went shopping on Monday, and I said, we got to see if they have Dots, which is crazy for me to say. I've never said that in my life. I never asked, do you have any pretzels? And now I am seeking them out. A lifetime of being a staunch anti-pretzel advocate. And now I'm obsessed. We go to the snack aisle, surrounded both sides, several shelves high, I mean, 90 feet long. You know the way those snack aisles are at the grocery store. And now here's me walking past the Doritos, walking past the Fritos, walking past the popcorn or whatever, the Cheetos. Me seeking out where the pretzels are. Unheard of. I'm surprised an alarm didn't go off. I mean, I've never been in the pretzel section. Never. I don't know where it is. I don't care where it is. I didn't even know if it existed. But man, are there a lot of pretzels out there? Now that I know where it is. So I'm looking and I see, I don't know, is there a Snyder's or something? I mean, I'm seeing all these different pretzels. And then suddenly my wife goes, oh, here they are. Oh my God. I heard a choir of angels. I heard harps. I heard a choir of angels. Not only was there one type of dot, there were several brand, there were several varieties of dots. Not only did they have dots, oh, they have dots. They have several dots. They had the original ones that we had. They had barbecue dots. They had honey mustard dots. They had garlic parmesan dots. They had cinnamon dots. I don't even know what else they've got. But oh my gosh. They just don't have this one flavor. They've got several. Where have these dots been all of my life? I've been so anti-pretzel that I've obviously am completely ignorant, am completely unaware of this brand that is obviously popular. Look at all these different varieties of dots. And it's got a prominent place on the snack shelf. This is not somewhere at the top or somewhere on the bottom. Right eye level. People want dots. Except me for my whole life. So I said, well, we got to get these dots. But boy, they weren't cheap. $6.99. Now, I told you at the beginning of this podcast, I'm complaining about the price of snacks. You believe it? They're $6.99. But I'm like, I got to have these dots. I got to taste this. You know, was it one of those things that I was in Vegas and I was in the mood and it tasted good? Or did I really like these dots? So we buy the original brand that we had, the original flavor bag of dots. And my wife's like, well, get the bigger bag because I like them. I'll eat them. Okay, fine. Get the dots. Get them home. Taste them. Oh, my God. Look at me. I like pretzels. I shouldn't say that. I like Dots pretzels. So I did a little research. I guess Dots started in 2011, only 15 years old. So I can't be, even though, you know, I'm slow to the game of the Dots world. It's not all that slow. They haven't been around all that long. So my many decades of being pretzel, anti-pretzel, I think have been justified. It's only these last 15 years that I should have been a little more aware. And let's be honest, they probably weren't, available nationally. They started in 2011 by a woman named Dorothy Hankey, or the nickname Dot. She, I guess, wanted to create a better Chex Mex mix, like I was talking about. She went to a party and they had those little Chex Mex mixes with all the different kind of snacks all put together and seasoned. And she said, I could do better than this. And so that's apparently how she started. She made this seasoning. She tried these different seasonings, came up with this recipe, and started this pretzel company. And she started in 2011. She was from North Dakota. It started to spread in the Midwest, apparently. I never saw them here in Chicago. Maybe they were been here. I have no idea. Anti-pretzel my whole life. Then they went national. Apparently, so much so, she started this company in her house, making these Chex Mex and then these little pretzel flavors that she made in 2011, right? In 2021, in 10 years, she sold Dots to Hershey's for $1.2 billion. I mean, what a success story. And obviously, I'm not the only one who's obsessed with Dots. Hershey's is not going to pay $1.2 billion for a brand of snacks unless they are pretty sure that they're going to make their money back on that. And they've almost made that money back on me alone in the last 2 months. I'm obsessed with Dots. I've tried, one of my favorite is honey mustard. I like honey mustard to begin with. I like those spicy mustards, and I like honey mustard. Tried the honey mustard. Fantastic. I'm not big on barbecue. My wife tried the cinnamon ones. I like those, but they're a little too sweet for me. The original, still like that. I really like the honey mustard, and the garlic parmesan is good too. There's some other flavors we haven't tried yet, but I have to tell you, now, since February 20th, I wouldn't say every week, but I would say out of the last 2 months, I would say 4 weeks out of the last eight, we've had a bag of Dots in the house. That is the most pretzels I've ever eaten in my entire life in the last 2 months. Unbelievable. I don't know what happened to my taste buds, but these don't taste like salted wood to me at all. And I am a fan of I can't say I'm a fan of the pretzel. I'm still not a fan of the pretzel. But I can't believe, if you told me January 1st, remember I talked about the new year, and you got all these open pages, and I always get philosophical at the beginning of a year. Oh, we got these empty pages. You got to fill your pages and all that stuff. Remember I said that? If you've been listening, I always talk about fill those pages and make those memories, and you got to go out and get life and all that stuff. And I still believe that. But if you would have asked me on January 1st, in a month and a half from now, from January 1st to February 20th, if you would have asked me on New Year's Eve, Jim, do you think in 2026 that you will become a fan of pretzels for the first time in your life? Do you think that 2026 will be the year that you will finally become a fan of pretzels like so many people in the country and the world? And I would say, no, haven't had a pretzel ever. Not starting now. It's salted wood. I can guarantee you I will not be eating a pretzel in 2026. And a month and a half later, total Dots pretzel fan. I even know her history. Dot, I don't know if you're still alive, but thank you. I'm not a big snack guy. We never used to have bags of snacks in the house. But I have to tell you now, the only thing that's keeping me from buying them every week, to be honest, is the price. The price for the bigger bag is like $6.99. That's like $7. I'm like, $7 for a pretzel? The only reason that we've even had them, I mean, I'm obsessed with the Dot pretzel, but we're not buying them every week is because they're so expensive. We got lucky. They were on sale for $4.99, which is no big deal, but it's better than $6.99 to say, well, for $4.99, I've got to indulge my Dots pretzel fetish. So if Dots, now I know they have a smaller bag that's $4.99, but that's a ripoff. So I will still have a taste for Dots, but that price tag is going to keep me off. So I don't think we're going to have Dots in the house every week, which is crazy to even think that we might. If they were priced better, I can't believe I'm saying this. I would probably buy a bag of Dots honey mustard Dots every week. I probably would if they weren't $6.99 a bag. You give it to me for $4.99 or something lower than that, I think I might be doing Dots that much. Because, oh my God, am I obsessed with Dots? I don't know what's in it. And I'm not a salt guy. I know they got to be filled with salt, and I shouldn't be eating that salt too. And like I said, I'm not eating them day in and day night, but because like I said, we're not buying them every week yet. But all I know is if I see dots, if I see a bag of dots, if I go to a party and there's dots in a bowl, or I see a bag of dots that I can have, I'm not thinking twice. I'm even passing up the Doritos. I'm passing up the Fritos. I'm passing up the Cheetos. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I am a fan of the pretzel. Not any pretzel. It's got to be my dots. And so ends another episode of Elton Jim's Captain Podtastic. Every Monday, a new episode is posted at WGNRadio.com or wherever you go to find your favorite podcast. We are there. And of course, it's always good to go out and tell your friends, tell your family, tell anyone who listens to a podcast that your favorite podcast is Elton Jim's Captain Podtastic, and it should be theirs too. Your loyalty and devotion are much appreciated. Hope you enjoyed episode number 516. I'm Jim Toronto. I ain't here on business. I'm only here for fun. You've been listening to Elton Jim's Captain Podtastic. From the end of my mind to your ears and to your dots. Oh.